From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. California swears in its 39th governor today, Democrat Jerry Brown.
I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation.
Without any mental reservation.
Or?
Really, no mental reservation.
Brown succeeds Republican Arnold Schwarzenegger to become only the second person to serve three terms as California governor. He served from 1975 to 1983 before term limits were imposed. This time around, the 72-year-old Brown finds a very different California than the one he previously led, a state with much bigger financial troubles and partisanship that blocks any chance of swift compromise. Now, it's not just politics making headlines in California, so is the weather. After a break from a spate of serious winter storms, many Californians were greeted by precipitation again for the first work day of the new year. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports that in some places roads have been closed because of snow.
Thanks to a low pressure system and a frigid blast of air from the Gulf of Alaska, thousands of travelers driving between Los Angeles and the San Francisco Bay Area found it rough sledding, literally in some cases. Overnight precipitation at lower elevations resulted in snowfalls heavy enough to close several major roads and highways. Traffic backed up for miles as frustrated motorists waited for the roads to open again. The weather is expected to clear by Monday evening, but the National Weather Service has issued an advisory that until then, travel in some parts of the state will be very hazardous due to moderate snowfall. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
Hungary is having a rough start to its six-month rotation at the helm of the European Union. Terry Schultz reports from Brussels on the criticism being leveled at Hungary's government from business, media, and environmental activists.
Greenpeace protesters with eyeball-shaped helmets marched outside Hungary's foreign ministry, warning that Europe is watching. The environmental organization is using the spotlight of Hungary's EU presidency to demand more attention to fighting climate change. Meanwhile, in Brussels, the European Commission is taking up a complaint lodged by 13 large European companies accusing Hungary of tax discrimination against foreign-owned businesses. EU spokesman Olivier Bailey says it's not yet clear whether the new tax laws break single market rules.
We have to investigate first, and this is what we are doing now.
Bailey also confirms EU officials are questioning Hungary about new media laws, which include a special oversight authority run by members of Prime Minister Viktor Orban's party. The body can demand journalists reveal sources and can issue fines for what it considers a lack of fairness. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Upbeat economic reports bolstering trading today. At last check, the Dow was up 115 points at 11,692. That's up around 1%. NASDAQ up 39 at 2692. This is NPR News. Johnson & Johnson is working to help develop a new test that would help detect spreading cancer cells in the blood. Today, it announced a business partnership with scientists at Massachusetts General Hospital. Researchers hope that someday doctors will be able to more quickly identify proper treatment for cancer patients. In France, a prominent member of the opposition Socialist Party is suggesting the country return to the 39-hour week. Eleanor Beardsley reports politicians running for president of France next year, and now he has angered supporters.
The comments were particularly embarrassing because the 35-hour work week put in place by Prime Minister Lionel Jospin in 1998 is considered a hallmark of the Socialist Party. But Congressman Manuel Valls said the policy should be reversed because it had not helped the economy or improved purchasing power. The 35-hour week has allowed many people more time with their families, but studies show it has complicated things for employers and not generated the jobs it was supposed to. Valls hails from a young generation of socialists who feel the party is outdated. He said, "In today's world with stiff competition, we can't follow ideas from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. The socialists have been in complete disarray since Sarkozy was elected in 2007. While Sarkozy is deeply unpopular, there is no viable socialist candidate to oppose him in 2012. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
Another Australian city has been cut off by floodwaters inundating large portions of Queensland. Military rushed in more supplies today. Local authorities say they fear the northeastern region will remain submerged for weeks. The flooded area is the size of Germany and France combined. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.